Thank you for calling customer services. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yes. I just seen on my bank account where y'all withdrew $39.99, and I don't even know what kind of place are you.
So, yes, ma'am, we're a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and multiple products, but I can take a look into this for you. Can you verify your shipping address? I'm sorry, your zip code for me, please.
04252.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Paige, P-A-I-G-E.
Okay, and last name?
My last name?
Yes, your Paige. First and last.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Pam, P-A-M, Paige, P-A-I-G-E.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
Oh, my word, I don't know. I'm homeless right now, so I don't know which one would have been put on because I don't even know what you are. I haven't ordered anything that was $40.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you can't verify the shipping address, you can just verify that email for me.
Email is CelineFrogless. 1961@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Give me 1 second. Okay, do you recall going in? 1 second. Okay, do you recall going in to win the kitchen set?
A what?
Kitchen set.
Kitchen set?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Okay, so I do have to advise you that we do take fraud very seriously. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go in and cancel this account out, and then I'll have to send you over to the fraud department so they can assist you with those charges, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Kitchen set.
Okay, I'm almost finished getting this canceled out, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled, and I'm going to send you over to the fraud department now, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.